Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland for Hit CQ. This morning show is thanks to Dance Kick Studios Gladstone and Boyne Island because kids were made to move. Join the Dance Kicks family today at dancekicks.com.
Yeah, classes are kicking off next week, Tim. Very excited.
Kicksing off next week.
And you've ruined the show already.
Jess, the way I can redeem myself is by telling you some fantastic news that's happened in the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, go on.
You know how the Super Bowl's coming up?
Yep.
Well, the two teams have been decided. It's going to be the New England Patriots versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia hasn't made the Super Bowl in a very long time. This is for the NFL in America.
Oh, yeah. And so they're the Richmond.
Yes.
The Richmond
so
Tigers.
They played their semi-final, like, overnight here in Australia
yeah.
to get into this grand final, which is the Super Bowl. And because they hadn't been in so long, the town was worried they were going to celebrate so much that they greased the light poles so people wouldn't climb them. People climbed them anyway. They climbed them anyway, Jess. Philadelphia's going to the Super Bowl. What a good way to wake up.
I just want to watch people climb a greasy pole.
Whatever you put in your browser history, that's not up to me, mate. Anyway, Jess, I'm very excited because we have an absolutely stacked show. This is like Jenga, but like six Jengas stacked on top of each other.
Heaps of stuff to get through, Tim. We're going to open the courtroom of Tim and Jess before the end of the show because we've had a little bit of a discussion, a bit of a debate, and we need you to be the judge.
Yeah, because I'm going left, you're going right. Mm-hmm. It just happens that I'm right and you're wrong.
Okay.
So
all right.
We'll clarify that a little bit later on. And Jess, I have some sad news, unfortunately, coming up next for us here in central Queensland and the entire state of Queensland. I'm sorry to... I started the show off with a big high.
Yeah.
And now I need to bring it back down to reality.
Greasy poles to falling down.
To ferrets and the illegalness of owning them here in Queensland.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I don't know if you've been aware, but in Queensland since 1985, ferrets have been illegal to have as pets here in Queensland.
Really?
Yeah. So it's quite a serious issue.
Is it? Who? I don't know anyone that wants a ferret as a pet.
I had someone in my town growing up that had a ferret. They're a bit strange, but I had a ferret. And if you want a ferret, that's on you, man. Queensland and Northern Territory are the only two states in the country here in Australia that don't allow ferrets as pets.
Is it because they're essentially just little rat creatures?
Mate, what's your beef with ferrets?
I just don't like
Have you ever seen one in person?
Yes.
Sure.
They're
that's
creepy.
A lie. That's a direct lie. Anyway, now just 114 concerned Queenslanders have signed petition 2763-17 to put forth to the Queensland government to be like, give us our ferrets.
Okay, so
fair enough.
Do they have a ferret already? And
they want ferrets.
Okay, so their ferrets haven't been taken away.
They're not illegally harbouring ferrets into the state. It's not like when you drive across the state line, they go, all right, fruits and ferrets in the bin, come on. So they sent this petition in, and Mark Ferner, he's an MP for the Queensland Minister of Agricultural Industry Development and Fisheries. Essentially, he said, through Biosecurity Queensland, they found that ferrets could establish wild populations in Queensland and they are an extreme threat species. There is also a national agreement that rates ferrets as being highly likely to establish wild populations in Australia and become a pest of aquaculture, the environment and public amenity.
So we've already got toads, Tim.
Toads.
And now you're trying to get ferrets on board so they can build a super colony of toads and ferrets.
I just think, people, if you want a ferret, why can't you get a ferret? If you can go 7 hours south to New South Wales and buy yourself a ferret, why can't I bring it back?
If you want a ferret, just get a hamster.
No, because
it's the same thing. It's just like a squished version.
No. That's like saying if you want like a German Shepherd, get a poodle. It's not the same.
It's still a dog.
No, it is. Well, no, hamsters and ferrets aren't the same creature.
Yeah, they're just little rat creatures.
I just feel it. Look, 13, 12, 16 would love to find someone that wants a ferret and we'll get on board with you. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16, if you
want
a ferret.
Tim will get on board with you. I'm on board with the Queensland government banning ferrets from this state. It's one of the reasons I moved here.
Yes. The ferret laws are what kept you to Queensland.
I check ferret laws everywhere I go, Tim.
Yep. Queensland, Northern Territory. Watch out, Darwin. We're coming for you. Here we are thinking we're going to move on with the show, move on with our day, move on with our lives, and then someone hands you an opportunity, Jess.
Unbelievable.
Just before Despacito, we were talking about how ferrets since 1985 have been an illegal pet here in Queensland. a petition's been put forward to an MP here in Queensland. He's come back and gone, guys, look, it's going to remain the same. Ferrets are still illegal. And as an off-the-cuff little thing, I said, hey, 13, 12, 16, if you have a ferret or you like to have ferrets here in Queensland, give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, look, it's just a bit of a ha-ha, no one's going to call Jess.
Yeah, because I was like, who actually has a ferret as a pet?
Jess, I would like to introduce to you Kenny,
mm-hmm.
not real name.
Sure.
From your pen, Kenny, do you want ferrets to be made legal here in the state of Queensland?
Yeah, mate, I've got one.
You got
one? Kenny, you've got an illegal immigrant.
Illegal immigrant. Tell us, how'd you get your ferret? Yeah.
Don't tell no one, bud.
Don't tell no one. Well, all right, Kenny's not your real name. All right, let's just establish that. Kenny, why do you think the government, like, are you personally insulted that you can't technically be proud to show off your ferret?
Yeah, but I can't
put these out of mail, see? Yeah, see? Essentially, you've gone like, all right, well, yes, ferrets are a free thing. People in New South Wales, Kenny, have ferrets like they have, like, cars. Like, everyone's got one. And now in Queensland, you're not allowed to have a ferret. It's not right.
Yeah, they're a good pet.
Yep.
See, Kenny, did you know that you weren't allowed to have a ferret when you moved here?
No question. <You didn't know. laughs>
Thanks for your call, Kenny. We're gonna try and go forward with this a bit more and try and get ferrets legal, mate.
All right, mate. Okay.
No worries, buddy. Wow.
I still don't know what we would be able to do to help.
What a turn of events. I am going to speak to this minister. What's his name? His name is Mark Ferner. Mark sure. Ferner. We're going to get him on the show tomorrow.
Mark, I am on your side. 100%, buddy.
Boring.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, on 13, 12, 16... I want to know, did you have your ex at your wedding?
Now, it's touchy that you would invite someone like that to your wedding. That would have to be very, very far removed. And, in my opinion, say if you dated someone before the age of 18 and then, like, 10 years later you get married and they're still a friend, then that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's lots of different stipulations. And the reason I bring this up is because Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
So Chris Martin's the lead singer of Coldplay. Gwyneth Paltrow is a garbage actress. Just need to clarify.
I don't know what she's ever done to you to make you so upset.
Neither do I.
Gwyneth Paltrow is getting married, remarried. So she was with Chris Martin. They had a beautiful baby, Apple.
Two kids.
Yeah.
They're like 13 and 11.
Yes. And so the kids have taken it upon themselves.
Sorry, did you just say their kid's named Apple?
Yeah.
How's Avocado going? The younger brother.
I honestly don't know what the other child was called. I only thought they had Apple.
Yeah. So they run through the deli and they were like, what do we do?
Ham, come here. No, so the two kids have taken it upon themselves to start planning the wedding for Gwyneth and her brand new husband, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple has suggested that Chris Martin, her dad, be the best man for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Brave.
Wildly inappropriate. Yep.
First dad, you can be there for second dad. Yeah, look, you'd like to think for the family's sake, that's a great idea.
Mm.
But I feel sorry for this bloke, Brad.
Well, apparently he's right on board with it. He said it's going to make the kids happy. It's going to make Gwyneth happy. So he's happy.
He can't say no. They backed him into a corner. They're just like, Apple's gone, well, guess what? Can't bite a chunk out of me.
If it were me, I'd be like, hey, why doesn't he sing at the wedding?
Great idea. Sing Fix You. That would be a beautiful wedding song. Actually, yeah, Fix You is probably not the best wedding song.
13, 12, 16, though. I want to hear your stories.
Yeah.
Did you have your ex at your wedding? Tim, we're talking exes at your wedding.
Yep.
I want to hear stories. Did you have your ex at your wedding? Because Coldplay's Chris Martin
mm-hmm.
is going to be the best man for his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow.
The worst human being alive.
It's a little bit of a thing that their kids wanted to do.
Yep. Quick little side note. I found out an interesting stat a few weeks ago. Apparently, the average amount of people that at your wedding you've slept with is like 1.5 for men and like 2.1 for women.
What?
So like, say if I'm getting married, there's 1.4 people there that I've slept with. And for my wife, there's 2.1 people there that she slept with.
Where did you pull that stat from?
I was just probably a BuzzFeed link. I'm not sure. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Well, look, Apple and Moses.
Her second son's name is not Moses.
Yeah, it is. I just Googled it.
All right.
Apple and Moses are very keen for their dad to be involved in the wedding.
Sure,
and
fair enough.
So they want him to be the best man. And I feel uncomfortable about the idea of anyone's ex-partner
being
involved in the wedding.
Yeah, it's very circumstantial though. I'd say so.
Well, 13, 12, 16, We've got Michael from Rocky. Michael, did you have your ex at your wedding?
I did, but it was a pretty unique situation.
Okay.
Love it already, tell me.
My ex introduced me to my new wife.
I still feel like that's not an okay.
It's so uncomfortable.
Is it her sister? Because that's still not okay.
No, they were just friends. Like, we'd been seeing each other for a while. Not forever, but it was like 6 months. And it was just, it was a pretty amicable split, obviously.
Right.
And then she said, you know what, I have got the perfect person for you. And she was right. So she was friends with both of us. So.
Wait a second. Was she in your bridal party then?
No. We didn't go that far.
That would have been great.
That was a bit weird.
I think it's great because she would have been like, look, I'm not for you, but I've got someone who is.
Exactly what happened.
Unbelievable. Maybe I should start contacting my exes, Tim, see
absolutely
if they can
not.
Set me up.
Absolutely not. Michael, you've given her false hope. Thanks for your call, mate.
Sorry about that.
Got Shane from Moranbah as well on 13, 12, 16. Shane, did you have an ex at your wedding?
Yeah, my wife's ex-boyfriend was at our wedding.
Mate, what's the situation? Give us the 411.
And he actually drove the bridal car.
No way. So you didn't know he was going to be there?
Yeah, I knew he was coming, but it didn't worry me because he's a bit of a tool anyway.
Mate, I'm surprised he didn't drive the other direction. Just take all the girls somewhere else.
Well, it saved me having to pay someone to drive, so it was good.
Oh, my God. Oh. So wait, was he driving your wife or
yeah,
was he driving
part.
You?
Yeah, the bridal car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he could have just driven him away and been like, sorry, Sharon, you're not getting married today. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, mate, good on you. Good on you for having the trust in your partner. That is love, in my opinion.
Oh, and still here, 31 years later.
31
wow,
years
if
later.
If my ex showed up to drive me to my wedding, I'd be like,
sorry,
I'll get a taxi.
Uber's on the way. Thanks for your call, champ.
Cheers, mate.
No worries, buddy.
Unbelievable. Tim, are you going to have your ex at your wedding?
I cannot stress more, underlined in bold, Helvetica. That will not be the situation.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Tim, it turns out that you're not really an adult when you turn 18 anymore.
Well, when you're a 17-year-old, turning 18 is I'm an adult. I can drive. I'm allowed to have alcohol. I can rent things. I can do heaps of that. Like, that's technically, you go from, like, hardly any responsibilities and privileges to a heap real quick.
And then there's the 21st, which is not a big deal here.
I never got that. I don't know why people celebrate 21st. I said to my parents, they're like, do you want a 21st birthday? I said, no, I don't want a 21st birthday. What's the point? And they were like, all right, we're hearing you, Tim.
Yeah, because
surprise
in America,
21st
you get,
party.
You get more stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have a surprise to
him? And I was like, thank you. This is so nice. I wanted this.
Well, it turns out science says researchers have done some investigating.
Sure.
And science says you are not technically an adult until you reach the age of 24.
See, I call bogus regardless of what age it is because I think it's to the individual.
Oh, you reckon?
So you're 26 years old.
Yes.
I'm 25 years old.
I reckon I didn't become an adult until last year.
By the letter of... Sorry, no, you're lying. By the letter of the law, you're more of an adult than I.
Mm-hmm.
But as human beings, I potentially could be a 55-year-old male.
That's true.
And you could also potentially be a 13-year-old, like, girlish.
How dare you? I'm not 13 in the mind.
Jess, you called me over to your house to put together a bed the other day.
It was your bed. I didn't have
your
any
house.
Of the screws.
You're borrowing it. Anyway, so 24. Why 24?
So it turns out because people are delaying certain adult things for a longer period of time, they're studying longer.
All right.
It means that they're studying the fact that they're studying longer and staying home longer means that they're actually delaying that adulting process.
Well, that sounds about fair because 21 is when I moved out of home to go to university. I had to move to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my life really changed because I was like, oh, I don't know how to do anything.
You had one set of sheets when you first moved out.
Yeah, and apparently that's just like, like God forbidden that I have one set of sheets.
It also, the average couple marries for the first time when the groom is 32 years old and the bride is 30. So that is 7 years later than the 1970s.
Oh, well, I don't think that's a big deal. But I think that whether you're 24, you're 32, or you're 19, if you've got your life together, you're an adult for me.
Yeah.
Just because you can't grow facial hair doesn't mean you're an adult. You look silly, but you're still an adult.
You put everything down to facial hair.
That's why I'm the most grown up of all.
If facial hair was the definition of adulthood, I'd have been an adult at like 16.
It's Tim and Jess. Thank you for that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right, Jess. You be the judge. We need someone to come in and be a judge because we're both in a standstill of an opinion.
Yeah, look, considering we're such good friends, constantly arguing about every little detail in our lives.
And I think that's what's beautiful about this planet that we live on called the world. But Jess, something happened over the break, over the holiday break. I was catching up with some mates that I don't regularly get to do. Mm-hmm. So I took, I think it was a six-pack or 2 6-packs of beer over to mates.
Sure.
And someone came to pick me up as I was leaving at like 11, because that's a super late night for
your
me.
Your mum?
Definitely, probably. And so someone came and picked me up, and I still had four beers left in the fridge.
Right.
So I was like, all right, guys, got to run. I'll just grab my beers and I'll be out of there. And then I ended up staying for an extra 20 minutes because I was getting verbally attacked by my mates because I was taking the beers back with me.
When you were telling me this story yesterday, honestly, I was horrified because when you go to a party or a dinner or whatever you go to, whatever you bring to that person's house, you leave, you forego that when you leave.
I disagree. What if I take a case, which is like 30 beers, and yep, then I only have a six pack? They don't get that much. I'm not giving them
yes,
that many.
Well, then don't bring a case.
I don't know how hard
it's
I'm going to party.
If you bring a dessert, you don't bring a cake, have two slices, and then go, all right, guys, well, I'll be on my way. I'll just take the rest of that cake with me.
I disagree. But your thing was that you were saying, oh, no, you leave it for the next time you go there. Well, the next time I'm going to be there is next December. So I'm not leaving four beers to sit that long.
I mean, it may be gone.
Exactly.
At that point, the person you've gone to, their house, it their rules. They
it
can drink
not
your beer if they want to. You have brought it into their
okay
home. They can take it away.
What if I bring like a $70 bottle of rum?
You forgo it.
Absolutely not.
Don't bring a $70 bottle of rum then.
All right, a $40 bottle of rum.
If I take a $20 bottle of wine to someone's house for dinner, I'm not. If they bring out a different wine instead, I'm not walking out of the house with my wine.
Someone's been to Aldi. Calm down, big spender. Anyway, we're not going to get anywhere because I think that it's okay. Depending, I think anything above two, you're mm-hmm fine to take back. Two, I'm not going to cry over. But 13, 12, 16, we need a judge because I don't think any of us is going to buckle under the pressure.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, can you take drinks at the end of the night?
Yep. Give us a call. You'll be the judge. First one through is going to be that judge. Doesn't matter what their opinion is. It goes. It's the law. It's Tim and Jess for Hit CQ.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
That's right. Jess and I, we're at a standstill. We can't come to an agreement, so we need someone of Central Queensland to be the judge, final ruling, and tell us exactly what's what.
That's right, because Tim, you went to a party and you left with four beers
yep
in your hands
yep
that you are supposed to just leave when you go to the party.
I took 12 drinks. I had four left over. Someone came to pick me up and I was like, I'll just grab my beers. Got verbally abused by my mates.
Someone's having a big night around you.
I know. I was like, what am I, 19? But no, I see. I think that, look, I've paid the money for these drinks. I'm not going to see mm-hmm these guys until December next year.
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm going to take my four drinks. I'm going to drink them in the next few days.
It's four little drinks. I think you just need to leave them behind.
No. So this is what I'm talking about. Jess thinks you got to leave it. You got to do it. And I think that absolutely you are entitled. If you have made that purchase, you can take it. But it's not up to me and it's not up to you. Jess, our judge this morning, it is Jamie from Gracemere. And Jamie, can you take drinks at the end of the party?
Yes, for sure. I'm not leaving any of my drinks.
Jamie,
are you serious? So how many, look, let's break it down. How many drinks would you be bringing along to a party?
Probably a six pack.
Okay, yep. So just say there's three drinks left in the six pack. You're going yep back into the fridge and you're taking your three drinks with you.
Hell yes.
Yeah. You've got to drink them another time, don't you, Jamie?
I don't understand.
Exactly.
And people don't think that's incredibly rude, Jamie?
No, I bought the drink, so
yeah,
I'm taking it with me.
Why are people all of a sudden entitled to be like, well, you brought something to my house, I get to have it now. What if I bring my niece? You don't get to keep my niece.
It's the social rules, Tim.
Oh, stuff the rules.
I had a guest that bought, like, biscuits and then left early and took them, and I thought that was rude, but
took biscuits. That's See, that's where I draw the line. Yeah. You bring food, you leave the food.
Yeah, leaving the food. Yeah, I think take your drinks.
It's a bit rude when it's for everyone, but if it's your own drinks, I think, yeah, you should be able
Otherwise, Jamie, you could spend thousands of dollars across a 10, 20-year period leaving drinks at your friends' houses.
That's assuming that you have any friends, Tim.
That's a great point. Anyway, Jamie, you are the judge. Final ruling. Can you take drinks after you leave your mate's place? Gaddle down. Thank you very much for your call, Jamie.
Thank you, boy.
No worries, champ.
Tim, I hate that the courtroom is not in my favour.
I've won a lot of cases. I think it's 5-1 in my favour. 5-1. That is a big scoreline.
Unbelievable.
I'm looking forward to next Tuesday.
I'm looking forward to coming to your house and then taking my drinks back now.
You've got to be able to afford drinks in the first place, my friend.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Just a heads up. I understand this isn't super important.
Okay.
But I had a moment on Sunday. I was walking from your house to my car after I came over to do some washing because my washing machine's broken.
It's less than a 10-metre walk.
Less than a 10-metre walk. And in that 10 metres, I was held hostage. And I know that it's not funny because people get held hostage all over the world.
By my crazy neighbours? Or
by one single, with motives only to be explained by him, wasp.
Right.
And I feel like I'm not alone. I feel like people in central Queensland...
You're living in B-movie.
I'm living in... No, Wasp movie. people in central Queensland will know how I'm feeling because... So I... You know how like you sort of like say a bee or a wasp flying around, you go, oh, they're just minding their own business.
What's the difference between a bee and a wasp?
Oh, just so many things. Like what's the difference between a snake and a chair? They're different things.
I think it's a little less different than that.
Yeah, well, they're similar, but they're not. Wasps can keep stinging. Wasps can be bigger, and they can keep stinging, right?
Oh, that's not
so. If you see a bee, you're like, all right, well, if you go at me, you die. So I'm the winner here. Yes, I might have a small thumb, but I'm the winner. With a wasp, it's like they can just keep winning and winning and winning. And so I thought, I was like, all right, well, it looks like this wasp is following me. I don't think it is. Like, he's not that smart. And I just keep walking. I'm like, oh. I can hear him in, like, you know how you hear that in your ear?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, he's close. And he's doing some laps around my head like a swimming pool.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, oh, this is
trying to
fun.
Pick which piece of skin he wants to attack.
I get to my car door and I'm like, all right. And then he literally landed on my ear and I was like, all right, this isn't okay.
Oh,
this
God.
Isn't okay. People have been in my shoes before, know how I'm feeling. And I was like, well, I can't get in the car because then it's just me in my really bad car with a wasp. Who's going to win? Not me.
Yeah.
So I decided to make a judgment call, which was to sprint 3 laps around my car to confuse the wasp and to lose it. And in its confusion, jump in to the rear passenger door of my car and then get into the driver's seat.
Clockwise or anti-clockwise?
Anti-clockwise.
Okay.
No, sorry, clockwise, from the driver door around the back.
Does it make a difference?
I like to think so. So I did 2.5 laps, came in through the back left passenger door, and then skiddled across into the front seat. Got away clean. Got away safe. Well, I think he must have been, because he was like, what's going on here, champion? But I got away. And for those of you that have ever been in my situation, being held hostage by a wasp, it's not a fun moment. I thought I was going to, in fight or flight, I thought I was a fighter. Turns out I'm literally a flighter, and so's he. So just be careful, and you're welcome for the future advice if you are being held hostage by a wasp.
Well, I mean, it was out front of my house, so chances are I'm going to be held hostage at some point.
I hope there's a hive there for you so you can learn just like I did.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Australia Day is coming up this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Time to celebrate, and barbecues are also something to celebrate.
Absolutely. Also, Tim, it's just like the great Australian culture we want to celebrate on Friday.
So there's two Bs, barbecues, also bogans, and we would like to give away a barbecue pack. Tim and Jess's Big Bogan Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Big Bogan Barbecue indeed. Tanum and Kincora Meats, they are going to pop up some meat packs for us for Australia Day. All we need you to do is to nominate yourself or your mate as the biggest bogan in central Queensland.
Yeah, we want to get them on the air. We want to have a bit of a big bogan battle.
A bogan off.
Who is the biggest bogan in central Queensland? We want to find them.
Yep. We can get it. You can send us a message on Facebook. You can call us 13 12 16. Nominate yourself. This meat pack, thanks to Tanum and Kincora Meats, it is spectacular. It'll kick you straight off in the right way. Free order for over $50. Head to themobilebutcher.com.au. But right now, what we want you to do is nominate your biggest bogan. If you are the biggest bogan, you've got to prove it to us. And the winner on Thursday will be getting this meat pack. How exciting.
13, 12, 16 is the number to call. Nominate yourself or your mate as the biggest bogan in all of Central Queensland.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yes, yesterday, essentially, we received a slap in the face.
Yeah, when we first started here, what, 2 months ago now, we were told about this regatta that's coming up.
It's a regatta, mate. Where's your accent coming from? It's the Harbour Festival and the Hits EQ Raft Regatta, and it's on Good Friday.
Yes, and we were told about this when we first started, and we went, yep, we've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Make what, you want us to make a raft? No, no problem at all. Can do.
Yesterday, the boss said to us, have you started on your raft? Right. And we were like, well, I've started drinking some goon sacks, so I'm ready to go if we need to slap those on.
Yeah, we'll float them up. But then he showed us some photos of actually what goes on in the raft regatta and the quality of some of these rafts.
My word.
Mate,
we should have started 6 months ago.
All these engineering companies are making beautiful rafts, two stories. It's a bit much. Some have water cannons.
Yep.
What's going on? We understand it is a massive tradition in Gladstone, and we're very excited to be involved this year. But there's just a few things missing: a raft, a theme, and a team.
Brains as well.
Brains.
Engineering skills.
A life jacket.
We really need some help.
Yes.
And so we're putting it out there. Tim and I, very skillless. We have nothing on our side.
All right. I've got a drill.
Except one another.
That's all we need.
Tim has a drill. I have nothing. I have some paint, maybe.
Woo.
We need your help, all right. Central Queensland.
Anyone, 13, 12, 16, if you want to join the team, if you have an idea for a theme, if you have an idea, you can join the team as well. And if you have any engineering skills and want to help us build our raft, you can get on the team. These are three ways to get on the team.
Yes. So if you help us build the raft, you can race with us as well.
And, of course, the inevitable, win the raft regatta for 2018.
Tim is convinced that we're going to win. We don't have a raft.
Jess,
it is less than 2 months
the
away.
The only thing we have locked down is the captain of our vessel, which is I have self-nominated myself as the captain of the ship.
What am I? The Gilligan of the ship?
You're my little side hand.
I don't like this.
Look at a parrot on my shoulder.
Shmee?
You're Shmee. If you don't dress up as a parrot, I'll be very disappointed. 13, 12, 16.
Shmee was not a parrot.
I know, but he was pathetic, so like a parrot. 13, 12, 16, if you want to join our team for the raft regatta, if you want to help us build our raft, if you have a theme idea, anything, please help.
We'll take any help at this point. Really, we will.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hits.